Now, what's your
footy news? Okay. So, Roo, priority picks have been, and people will yawn and go, oh, priority picks, that's big. Well, this affects the Adelaide Football Club, and I'll tell you why in a second. The AFL is going to put the kibosh on the talk of priority picks. Well, they won't allow Carlton and the Gold Coast to have priority picks, which has been
Brisbane
talked about.
Brisbane, right. About as well.
Now, as you know, Roo, what it means normally, now Carlton have got number one pick, all right? So a priority pick in the past would mean that they might get number two as well.
Exactly.
The talk has been that maybe they will be at the end of the first round, so pick 19, pick 20, as well as your first pick, or maybe they would give them some picks in the middle, so at about number 12 or number 13. The AFL will announce soon none of that is going to happen. No priority picks. Now,
where did you get this from?
From the same bloke that told me about Jared Polek. So it's an impeccable source.
Yep.
So I'm going out on a limb to say that it's correct, that it's absolutely right.
Right.
Mitch McGovern trying to find a new deal and has been linked to Carlton.
Yep.
That affects the Crows. So what do you get for Mitch McGovern? He will now not go to Carlton because they're not going to give you pick number one. Because
well, that's
the
might.
Only pick, well, that's the only way it will happen. So right now, What else can they offer you? If they can't, if they won't give you pick one,
well,
what's their
next
pick?
Well, they got pick 23 and 25.
Right, so you're not going to take that for Mitch McGovern.
You wouldn't think, would you? Right? No, we'd get
shot. So I'd say that deal was off the table from where I sit.
Well, unless they get adventurous and come up with different ways of, you know, maybe giving away pick 23 and 25 to someone to get another pick, or maybe they ask for us to give more picks to get pick one, or who knows what's going to happen.
Now, part B to this story, which I find quite interesting.
They have to get something, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to
get? Well, some people are saying no. Like,
are they going to get something else, though?
Right, this is part B to this story. What the AFL are looking at doing, and I think it is going to happen, they are going to give some sort of compensation to Carlton and the Gold Coast by saying, before the draft even starts, we're going to let you go to the state leagues and pick the three best players out of the, in other words, ready bodies, to, you know, bodies that are ready
mature
to go
age.
Mature age. This brings a Mitch Grigg into calculation, I believe. I think yesterday Mitch Grigg showed that he's the best player in the state leagues. Obviously, we don't know every waffle player at the moment.
He's best in the SANFL.
But he's the best here. All I'm saying, Roo, is if Carlton get three, Gold Coast get three, there's six players around Australia that are ready to go, as you said, mature bodies, mature age.
Ready to play.
That are going to be picked
up.
Can
help them straight away.
Because what they're saying is Carlton need, ready-to-go players, not 17, 18-year-olds. They need players that are ready to go, as do Gold Coast. And I think you're fine. That's what's going to happen. So I wish
Mitch Grigg
all the best.
Before all the other clubs do. So
before everyone else.
Geelong wouldn't be able to get a Tim Kelly, the Indigenous lad that's been a star for Geelong this year. So they'll all go to Carlton and Gold Coast.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason I mention it is I think that your club is going to have to start doing some negotiating, or Mitch Grigg's management is, or someone's going to have to, if you get that to get that deal done. Does that make sense?
All right. Who is this Jared Polek info?
I don't know, but he's all right, isn't he?
Well, let's see. Let's don't start going off a bit early yet.
All
we haven't found out.
Wait and see.
All right, mark that time and date down at 8:50.
But I want to say good luck to Mitch Grigg too. I hope he gets a spot.
Hopefully he does. 24th of September at 8:50, Dits.
Thank you.
Another bit of good mail.